is, had you seen anyone else reporting on that?
Nope.
Okay, and but here's what's interesting is, because oftentimes if we got something fresh, you know, it gets out there pretty quick because, you know, the aggregators or some say use it, and then, you know. I haven't seen anyone else talking about this. Have you seen it since?
Nope.
Yeah. All right, so here's the story, and again, real succinctly. Is the has the amount of the contract come out yet? I haven't heard.
I haven't seen it. I was just doing a search to check on it.
Here's the speculation. The dad said, we were even offered $1 million by a Chinese league. So let's assume that's true, but it also implies that this deal is going to be for less than $1 million because you don't brag about the alternative. So let's just say it's for $800K, okay? Now, one of the things that threw me was, if you read the story closely, it said there's a second year to this deal.
Right.
Now, Hampton is projected right now to be a top six pick in next year's draft. ESPN has him six. Some other places have him better than that. Okay. Even if he goes 16 or 26, he would not stay to play in Australia. So he's got to, it's not an option on year two, it's a buyout. That buyout is $800,000. So we think, well, wait a minute. We know the slots for NBA pick 1, 2, 3, and 4 are pretty much locked. So if he gets drafted sixth, the amount of money Hampton's going to make, and this will be in 2020, the amount of money he would make would be locked. But who would pay the buyout? Would it come out of his pocket or the team's pocket? Well, we called, because now that we have a real Fox producer, he goes, let's call the NBA. I go, what? And he goes, yeah. He calls some numberies guy. You guys probably know about this. As a gambler, I stay away from the league. Is he called up and found out, check this out, $750,000 is paid by the team. Now, I find it so interesting. It's just a smidge below that $750,000 to $800,000. So it looks like, well, he's paying his fair share. So now, let's say next year Hampton goes in the first round, he leaves. How much money, net-net, if we assume this year's contract is going to be $800,000, will the Australian team have paid for Hampton? Zero. But somehow, Hampton gets to play. I would have thought the deal would have ended up being 1.2 or something, saying, hey, listen, you know he's worth $800,000. Because of the way we could put this in the contract, you can recoup $800,000 or so. So we're only really playing effectively for $400,000. So as smart as that group seemed to be to put this deal together like this, if it comes in under $1 million, but the key is to close, effectively the rules of the NBA buyout are encouraging kids to do things like this, because the team that takes them is going to be partially subsidized to take them by the freaking NBA.